103.9 WDKX.
All right, so I'm on the line with God Cloud right now. He is an NFT agent and an NFT producer, and he actually produced the first drop, NFT drop, for very funny international comedian and actor George Lopez. Like, first of all, clap it up for that.
Thank you.
And we here at WDKX, we want to let the community in on the secret. It's not just for celebrities and people who have a lot of money. We have our very own local NFT producer and agent in God Cloud, and he is going to give you access to a secret doorway of entering the metaverse and profiting from it.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I met God Cloud on Clubhouse, where, you know, he has been helping thousands of people get onboarded into the NFT space and really making NFTs simple. So we talked to .com about what is a metaverse. We talked to him a little bit about Mana as one of the land currencies of Decentraland. And now I'm on the line with God Cloud. He is a local Rochesterian NFT producer and an NFT agent. What does that even mean to be an NFT agent?
Good question. So right now what I'm doing is an artist or a celebrity or somebody wants to make an NFT. So people come to me and I help plug them in with, you know, if they need a visual artist, if they need a developer, if they want to go through a platform, I have all these connections and I can plug them in to that as well as helping manage their project. We did a marathon room where we ran it for 24 hours. It was an NFT music room where we ran it for 24 hours. We had The Game in there. We had Swizz Beatz in there. We had MC Hammer in there, you know, and the list goes on and on. Yeah, we're just trying to help spread musical knowledge and provide resources to musicians in the space.
Well, that's a great segue, because I've been seeing people talk about NFTs. You also see artists not only, you know, having a Bored Ape or something like that, but they're actually putting out music as an NFT. So help me understand that concept.
Yeah, so, you know, as a musician, and this is, I'm a musician primarily, my quote-unquote day job. And actually in March, I became the first ever finger drummer to release and sell an NFT on the Ethereum blockchain. So with music and NFTs, honestly, the sky's the limit. It all depends on how you want to layer it. I'll give an example. I did a project that's called Drummies. And like I mentioned, I'm a finger drummer. I play drum machines. So in the style of Bored Ape, but instead of a monkey, I made a little a drum machine guy with a, you know, with a drum machine for a face. I attached a demo to it. So the album that I'm working on, I attached that to the art. So when you bought the art, you were then provided a link to the demo and a sample pack also that I made, which is just, you know, building blocks for musicians to make their own songs with. So you bought the art, the visual art, then you got access to the music. And that's just one way of layering it. There's countless other ways to do musical NFTs.
Okay, so let's apply this to metaverse. So say me and you are hanging out in the metaverse. You're like, hey, check out my album. And instead of handing me a CD, you're going to sell me, give me, show me, I don't even know what you do, the NFT of your music. Like, how would that transaction actually take place?
Well, it could be a few ways. So if we're in the metaverse, let's say we could, you know, you could have a listening party where I would stream from either YouTube or Twitch or somewhere into the metaverse. And from my end, you know, I'm just playing my record, you're listening to it, and I can set up a portal within one of these metaverses. You walk over to it, you click it, it'll take you to a marketplace such as OpenSea. You can go there, and then you can buy the musical NFT. You can do the transaction there, you know, you connect your wallet, and yeah, and you do the transaction just like that. It's pretty simple. It's not as difficult as some people might make it sound.
Right. I'm just trying to visualize it. So that transaction part, is that happening like out here in real life, or is there some sort of like cashier situation where I would go and it would be like I was paying for it at a record store, even though it's all taking place on blockchain?
No, it'd be kind of like you're buying something on like Amazon or eBay. You know what I mean? Imagine, you know, you go on Amazon and you want to pay with PayPal, you know, and you click the PayPal button, then it'll take you to where you sign in with your PayPal. It'll ask you like, okay, is this the right one? And you say yes, and boom, you buy it. But instead of PayPal, you're going to be using your crypto wallet, and the couple types of crypto wallets. There's MetaMask wallet. There's the Coinbase wallet. So you go to the marketplace. Like I said, OpenSea, imagine OpenSea is like Amazon or eBay. You go there, you click whatever item you'd like to purchase. It'll ask you to connect your wallet. You hit connect and you're in, and you click purchase and then you buy it. You might have to pay a transaction fee, which is called a gas fee. And those can kind of get in the way sometimes, but there's ways to circumvent that. But you pay your gas fee, do your transaction, and now you've got a NFT in your wallet.
Wow. It's still so mind-blowing. So, okay, my avatar is walking around now. Is there a way I can now listen to your music that I just bought in my house, or like a Walkman situation, or how, like where other avatars walking by would also be able to hear it? Or is this now just on my personal device?
Yeah, so it depends on how it's provided. Generally, what people do with music NFTs is they provide, when you buy the NFT, you're basically getting access to a link like a Google Drive folder or a Dropbox folder or a IPFS folder, which is the Interplanetary File System, which is a on-chain file storage system similar to Google Drive and Dropbox, but it's decentralized. So you get access to that. You can then download the music, have it on your computer, whatever, and play it like that and have it for your own personal enjoyment. As far as I know right now, there would not be a way for you to necessarily walk around in the metaverse listening to it. You know, like how back in the day people would walk around with their boomboxes.
Right. That's what I want to do. I want to be the first one with a NFT boombox playing the drum machine that you made. the drum beats.
Yeah. You know, we just got to, you know, be patient. I know they're developing things. Some platforms are making technology that will allow people to play musical NFTs and everything. But that stuff is all still in development. Time will tell how everything's going to pan out, because everything's moving so fast as it is. So I'm excited to see things coming up too.
Yeah, so true. Now, somebody like George Lopez, like how did he even come across you?
Well, somebody from his team, one of his business partners, I met through Clubhouse, you know, the almighty Clubhouse. And, you know, I was just in there just, you know, giving value. And that's one of the big things too in the NFT space. We always encourage everybody to try to give value, because you never know what can happen. You never know who's listening. So I'm giving value in a Clubhouse room, you know, dropping knowledge. And one of George's partners heard what I was saying. And it was funny. He booked me for one of my consults. At the time, I was just charging, you know, $50 for a consultation. And he booked one of my $50 consults. And we're talking. And he's like, hey, you think you can help do a drop for George Lopez? And I'm like, excuse me? Like, you can imagine. I was dumbfounded when he asked the question. I was like, sure thing, you know. And, you know, we were just going back and forth, just bouncing ideas back and forth with each other and everything. And, you know, I helped them put it together. You know, I found the visual artist that paired well with George. I produced the music for it. And, you know, I did the marketing on it as well. And it was a team of us. We all worked together really hard to make sure that, you know, it sold out. I think at that time it was the largest room on Clubhouse of that year. The founders of the NFT platform, Origin Protocol, were there. So we had George was there. Cedric the Entertainer came through. It was a star-studded room. It was definitely a sight to see, and I was super proud to be a part of it.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. See, I be on Clubhouse just like talking to common folks. Like you over there with the celebrities.
Yeah.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up. I get them in real life, so you know, I'm not jealous or anything. But I got my picture with George Lopez, but it's not an NFT yet. Maybe you can make that happen.
I got
footage of George after the show. I was hanging out with him and DL, and he had a little bit too much to drink. So the whole time he's talking in Spanish. But I could understand him. And he was just talking about how important it was for Latinos to get out and vote and all this stuff. But he did everything in Spanish. And I still have that footage. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it one day. But it's funny. Just watch somebody who's drunk slurring in another language is like the moment I never knew that I needed. And George provided that.
That's great. So, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. So if a person, you know, other than George Lopez, if a regular person right here in Rochester is interested and they have a great idea for NFT, can you give us three things that an NFT should have in order to be successful?
Yeah, three things. Well, first of all, the NFT is only as strong as the artist's connection to their community. What we're doing here is peer-to-peer value exchange or product exchange. If you don't have a strong connection with your audience, you're going to be lacking from the jump. So one, you need a strong connection with your audience. Two, your NFT needs to tell a story. When people are looking at your NFT, or if they want to get it, they need to understand, you know, the why. They need to understand, you know, like, okay, this person made this and, you know, I'm feeling it. This is resonating with me. You know, they need to vibe with it. They need to connect with it. And third, utility is always important as well, depending on what kind of NFT you're doing. Like, hey, if I get this NFT, does it allow me to get into, you know, a certain party, exclusive rights with this NFT? Like, can I use this NFT in my everyday life? I think those three things are very important to any NFT project.
What other kind of NFTs could somebody create and ultimately sell and use in the metaverse?
Good question. You know, you could set up experiential NFTs, you know, say, hey, we're having a party in the metaverse on New Year's or, you know, Valentine's Day, whatever's coming up. You know, we're having a party. You can't come to this party unless you have this particular NFT, you know, and that's called making a gating NFT. You know what I mean? It's almost like a ticket, you know, so you could do that and attach an experience to it. Again, we talked about music NFTs. You could do NFTs where, you know, you're tokenizing your time. You know what I'm saying? Like if you want to, like I do my consultation, I could have people buy tokens and now they can get X amount of hours of consultations from me. You know what I mean? And we could do that in the metaverse over calls. I can have group consults like, hey, everybody buy these NFTs. Show up in the metaverse and boom, now I can, you know, we can have consults and I can help you construct and build your projects. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is what I do with brands and people all day. You know, I come up with ideas about how we can grow these projects, how we can make them make money.
And so, if I'm understanding this correct, I could even have my own clothing line be an NFT.
Oh yeah. 1,000%. 1,000%. And you could make, you know, you find the right developer, you could make wearables to go with that. French Montana did a drop like this not too long ago where you bought the token, you got a physical pair of shoes, and you got shoes to wear in the metaverse as well. And
so your avatar.
Your avatar can wear these digital sneakers. You know what I mean?
Great idea. So in order to purchase NFTs, you do have to have some sort of wallet. I know you mentioned something called MetaMask.
Yes, it's called a MetaMask blockchain wallet. And I'm going to make it really simple for folks. If you want to go to godcloud.org and click the NFTs Made Simple tab, it will teach you how to get a wallet set up and make your first NFT completely free. You don't need any crypto. You don't need to be an expert. And it's in three steps. Go to godcloud.org, click the NFTs Made Simple tab, and it will break it down for you in three simple steps how to get started.
That's absolutely perfect. GodCloud, thank you so, so much. You're representing The Rock in the global clubhouse arena. You got people like George Lopez and Carlos Santana coming to you to make their NFTs. And now you've given us a secret passage into the back door of NFT land where we can get started for free.
Absolutely. That's what we do. That's what the NFT community is all about. It's all about, you know, bringing us all up together as one. There's a strong individual, make strong community. And that's what we're about here.